call the meeting to order.
Okay, Mrs. Higginbush, can you call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to move into executive session to consider the appointment of a public official?
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. Higginbush, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. We're now in executive session. Can we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. We've already called the roll. We're out of executive session. Okay, we're on to district report.
Thank you, Mr. Ranks. I just want to touch base. I know we have some community members here, some teachers. You know, I just want to thank everyone for helping us get through this first semester. I mean, what an effort on behalf of all of our teachers, all of our employees, our families, our kids. We are grinding it out this year. And I mentioned last week in an email, I don't want to use good news that's happening to hide how hard this has all been. But it's been a pretty strenuous time. So thanks to all of you for all of your support, for the great kids that you send us. And you know, just a shout out to all of our employees for all of their hard work this year. I told them today, you know, we need to make it through a couple more days, but we were fortunate to take 12 cases off the dashboard today. And so as of December 14th, you know, we're down to 4 positive student cases and 4 positive staff cases. And for 2,500 kids and 340 employees, that's a testament to the work that everyone's been doing. So, and thanks to the board for your support throughout this as well. So, we're hanging in there.
Yes.
But I think we'll take a deep breath next week, and I think everyone's kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So. Great. Thank you. We're going to move on to student recognition, to Student of the Month.
We'll start with Mr. Morris from Norton Primary tonight.
All right, I have Eli Bowley, sorry about that. He's our Student of the Month. Fantastic young man here. He's going to do great things. Would love for you to see his smile. But so you just have to kind of look for the rise in the eyes. But just an amazing young man. He's going to do great things in his future. The teacher that has recognized him is Mrs. Laura Maddle, one of our kindergarten teachers, and she has some great things to share about Eli.
Yes, and even though Eli's just standing here super quiet, this is not Eli's personality. And Eli is the one that just makes it so enjoyable to come to school, even through all of this. And this year is not like any other, and at a time we need fun and laughter, and I can count on Eli for that every day. That he brings to the classroom. He loves to learn and ask questions. His curiosity makes my job as a teacher so fun. And his favorite saying every day is, well, actually. So he keeps me on my toes too. And he wants to be here at school and wants to learn. Kindergarten is a big year first, and with so many new concepts to learn that they never heard of before, watching Eli's light up is the reason why I teach and do what I do, and I want to be in the classroom because he finds so much joy at school. This year, one of our classroom goals is to always do our best, and we repeat that every day, and he is always the first one to raise his hand and ask a question and you know, help others if they need it. He's friendly when someone greets him. He's a smart above level reader. He's excelling in all those things, and he's a kind friend. He also is a problem solver when we have a problem in the classroom. He is respectful, and he makes sure that he's paying attention and does say please and thank you. He is responsible for classroom jobs and completing his work on time. And these are all important characteristics that allow him to be a role model and a leader in kindergarten. And I'm super proud of Eli. And I know he will continue to do great things in Norton, and this is just the beginning. So, congratulations.
Next from Norton Elementary, Mr. Brady Sackett, our principal.
I miss the smiles.
I know.
I can't believe Riley's three.
Put you up front here,
bud. Doesn't look at those pictures, think of what?
So we're happy to present our Norton Elementary Student of the Month. It's the second grader, Cooper Wick. I had a chance to sit with Cooper a little bit and catch up with him. And I always ask him, like, what makes you think you were student of the month? You know, what makes you, why did they, we picked you? And real simple, he said, I work hard. You know, and sometimes something so simple just kind of sticks with you. And I've been thinking about that all day. And I was like, it doesn't matter if you're 70 or 7, if you go to bed at the end of the night thinking I work hard, then you're going to be all right. You're going to be successful. So a simple answer, but man, it means so much. Here with us is Mrs. Anikis. His teacher, she'll share a little bit more.
And it's funny because my statement about Cooper starts out, he is an amazing hard worker. So, and he always tries his best. He's kind and caring towards his friends and also adults. He starts out a little shy, and when we were in a remote learning, he was definitely a little shy. But then he would always answer questions, never disrespectful. And he has continued to grow as we've come to half days in-person learning. He has an amazing sense of humor and often delivers those one-liners to me just at the right time when I need it. He laughs at my jokes even when sometimes they're not funny. He has worked really hard this academic year and is making great gains in his learning. And I am very proud of Cooper and happy to have him in my classroom.
Next, and properly socially distancing, Mr. Travis Dobbins from the middle school.
Hope I can hear.
Before I turn it over to you, I'm gonna go first.
Yeah.
Sixth grade student of the month for Norton Middle School is Addison Kalo, right? Okay. I always screw up her last name, so we were joking about that the other day. She is middle school's December student of the month. Addison has such a big heart, although you would never know because she is so quiet. I've tried to sit down with her many times at lunch just to talk, and she just gets real shy on me, huh? I try to talk softball. She's a big softball player. But when I asked the sixth grade team to come up with someone that is selfless and caring and very hard work, and immediately her name came up. She's a friend to all and is always willing to lend a hand to whether it's a staff member or students. So we're proud to have Addison represent the sixth grade class as our Norton Middle School Student of the Month. Mrs. Polinovich.
And just like Mr. Dobbins said, when we said, who are we going to, you know, nominate? And all of us said Addison. And some of the teachers that do not have her said, is it Kalo or is it Callo? And I said, I've messed it up probably this whole entire semester. So I apologize. And I always tell her when we were fully remote, I owe you a piece of candy or something when you come back. So collectively, we wrote up something special for you. So here it goes. Addison Kalo is the sixth grade nomination for Student of the Month for the middle school. Addison is an exemplary student online and in person. She constantly challenges herself to achieve the goals she has set for each subject area. If ever material is unclear, she does not hesitate to ask for clarification. So that's a good thing. She always asks. During this year of uncertainty, Addison has kept a positive attitude while remaining flexible and patient, always striving for her absolute best. It is with great pleasure that we present Addison Kalo as our Middle School Student of the Month. We are so very proud of her and can't wait to see all of her accomplishments in her future as a Norton City student and athlete. So, congratulations.
From From our high school, Mr. Ryan Shaner.
All right, good evening, everyone. School board, you probably remember Elena about a year ago being right up here, right? When she did her interpretation with another student here at the high school. You guys probably remember. Yeah, you remember. So this is Elena Davis. She's a senior at the high school. And I want to run down just a list of her accomplishments real quick. She's a co-captain of the soccer team. She's a member of National Honor Society, senior class president, vice president of the drama club, and president of speech and debate. For her future plans, when I sat down to talk to her, she certainly is going to go to college. Not quite sure where, not quite sure the major, but she does know that she wants to play soccer. So that's pretty exciting. Now, when you're a high school principal or just, you know, a teacher in general, an educator, you come across these kids all the time, and there's always, you know, even 10 years down the road, somebody says a name and there's like an image or a thought or something that comes to your mind about the kid, right? So if you don't know Elena at all, she is very funny. She has a different sense of humor, right? So she has no idea what I'm about to say. So when someone says Elena Davis, this is what I always think of, is you were a freshman and we had a spirit day or something, and we had, it was like college or like where you're like dressed up your favorite college or university or something. Now, here in the hallway, she's dressed up like a McDonald's employee. She's got like, she's working the, you know, drive-thru. She's got like the little thing. She's got this whole McDonald's employee. And I'm like, Elena, what is that? She's like, McDonald's University. It's my favorite university. So like, that is what I will always think of, is her dressed up like a McDonald's employee when she was a freshman. So good stuff. But the teacher who nominated Elena was Mrs. Pletcher, who of course you had as a teacher, but she's also head of our drama, speech, and debate. And she could not be here with us tonight because she is actually in the middle of quarantine, and she is heartbroken that she couldn't be here because this would have been a highlight of the year for her. But I did make sure that she wrote down a few things. So if you know Mrs. Pletcher at all, as I read this, I will not be as dramatic as she is, but I will attempt my best. So here's what she has to say. For Elena, I am always impressed by students who excel in multiple areas at school, academics, athletics, and the arts. Our student of the month, Elena Davis, not only excels in all three of these, but she is a superstar in all three, and she is humble enough to not even seem to realize it. I first met Elena when she was the freshman soccer player auditioning for the cast of Peter Pan. I told her that it would be a lot of work to do a fall sport and the fall play, but that we could make it happen and we could make it work. Fast forward to her senior year, and she has participated in every theatrical production since then. While having a major role in the fall play, she led her soccer team to the league championship this year. And many days after games, I would compliment Elena on her game. Oftentimes, she scored the winning goal, and her response would be to tell me how great the whole team played. She is not one to take full credit for anything, even though she often deserves it. If being a star on the stage and the turf isn't enough, she is also one of the sharpest minds in her class. Elena is the student the coaches and teachers want in the room. She leads with a fearless enthusiasm that raises the bar for all of us. This fall, I so often saw Elena at the school diligently getting her AP work done so she could go to soccer after school, then walk from the stadium, still in her soccer uniform, to the auditorium for play rehearsal, where she was the first one memorized. I'm assuming that means you were the first one to memorize your lines?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, great. All right, let's make sure that's what that meant. And on those days when we were on pace to end rehearsal early, well, Elena was there saying, "Let's go, Pletch, back to act one, let's keep this going." Yes, Elena always keeps it going to the next goal and to the next opportunity. She is so deserving of the Student of the Month honor, and to use one of her frequently used expressions, I would like to say that Elena is really something. High school student of the month, Miss Elena Davis.
Okay. We're gonna take a short break. If we could have all the students of the month come up front to get a picture with Mr. Addis, and we're gonna take the opportunity to congratulate all the students of the month, and then If they want to stick around for the rest of the boring board business, they can. If not, you can move on.
Did you say boring?
What's that? to, we're on to public participation. Would anyone like to participate? All right, good deal.
All right. Hey guys, thanks for sticking around.
We're on to the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
We do have an addition to add urgent necessity about the roof repair at the elementary school. If we can just add that at the end of the agenda, would that be item T?
Item T? And what exactly are we adding?
It's urgent necessity to repair the roof at NES. Would you like to read the whole thing or just?
No, as long as I know what to say.
Okay, I'll get you each a copy of that.
Roof at NES?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a consent agenda item?
Let's vote on it separately.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Very good. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda then?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Thank you. On to board business. Letter A, can I get a motion to approve the resignation of board member Patrick Santelli effective November 16th, 2020?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I would like to say something. I mean, Pat has been such an important part of this board for his full term and what, 7 years that he's been on the board. Mm-hmm. He was involved when we made the decision to build a high school and a stadium and then the field house. And he's been actively engaged in getting community involvement with the district. His heart has always been in the right place and it has been a pleasure to serve with him. So I understand his reasons for resigning, but he will definitely be missed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lewis, anything or?
I mean, I can't say any better. So, yeah. I mean, Pat's a great guy, a long time educator here, great family, and I wish him well. And
you have met Pat a long time ago. He had my three girls in band, and always his favorite saying was, "I hate kids." I mean, it was just so funny because it's like the total opposite of what he is, you know. So, but yeah, I hope he enjoys his official retirement now, and it was great working with him.
Well, and it's funny you say that because when I first introduced him to my girls, the first thing he said was, "You know, I hate kids." And I think Megan was like, I don't know, 8 or 10 or something. She looked at him like, "Who is this guy?" Yeah. And so anytime that I mention Pat, it's always at my house. "You mean the guy who hates kids?" And that's just how he's been known. So.
Yep.
I'll just add, Pat's a supporter of people. You know, he's a good support person for this board, this community, our teachers. You know, in the time that I've been here and known him, I've known him to just support, you know, where this district was going. Mm-hmm. And I always appreciated that.
Very good. First, I just want to tell Pat thank you for his years of service. I met Mr. Santelli a long time ago at Norton High School, and he was a teacher when I was there. It took a long time for me to call him Pat, even in the past several years. But I will say he was a great role model as a teacher and a board member. He did everything the right way. He was a class act all the way. So going to be missed. Never going to be able to replace a Pat Santelli, but you know, I wish him well in the future and in his retirement. So we do have a plaque for him. I know he's not here. But we'll drop this off to his house for him just to thank him for his years of service. So, great. Okay, can I call the roll, please?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. All right, on to board business item B. Can I get a motion to appoint Elisa Statz to fill the unexpired term created by Patrick Santelli's resignation ending December 31st, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. I'd just like to thank Elisa for coming out personally tonight and first of all showing interest in being on the board and then accepting the position. We're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
definitely.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to working with all of you.
Great. Are you prepared to take the oath of office?
Sure.
Great. Let's do it now. How's that
sound? Well, let's vote her in first.
Oh, we have to vote her in first? Come on. All right. Slow down just one second.
Yeah.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble.
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett.
Yes.
Mr. Inks.
Yes.
Mr. Yule.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations.
Motion passed 4-0. All right. Come on up.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes.
Okay. There's a...
Would you like me to stand here?
Wherever you want to go. You can go up on the table if you'd like. Just raise your hand.
There's no video tonight.
Yeah. No videos. No. Do you solemnly affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Norton City School District, Summit County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted during the continuance in said office until your successor is appointed, elected, and qualified?
I do.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That was a heck of a sentence.
Yeah, all right.
Yep. You can come up here and vote now.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like, yeah. Out of the frying pan to the fire.
Right into it.
Right into it. There you go. All right.
Just no name tag yet.
Yep.
That's right. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Great.
So I have to add her in. I'll make her number 5 for now.
Okay. If you have any questions, we have discussion. So we're going to move on to board business. Item C, can I get a motion to approve Christopher Inks as president pro tempore for the organizational meeting January 2021?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? You can call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz, we'll start with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. All right, on to item D. Can I get a motion to approve the resolution amending board policy to permit virtual board meetings, attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Just this extension occurs till July 1st of 2021. This is what the state allowed last year when there was no in-person gatherings. Just unsure where we're heading with the pandemic. They've just extended it for school districts that wish to do it.
Very good. Thank you.
And then the next thing on the agenda are just items that go along with that, the policies.
Okay, so do we do item D separate or we did item D? Did you call the roll?
No, you just did the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Did we call the roll?
No, call the roll,
yeah. No, we
call
didn't.
Roll, please. We had discussion, call the roll.
Right. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
It's still not too late to back out.
Motion passes 5-0, yeah. Under board business letter E, can I get a motion to approve the following policies, item E numbers 1, 2, and 3?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? I believe, Mrs. Hagenbush said, these are just policies to go along with that last virtual meeting approval. So call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Very good. Motion passed 5-0. On to number 8, approval of the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting, November 9th, 2020, and the regular meeting minutes, November 9th, 2020, A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under Treasurer's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letters A through E?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
We have a resolution on here, and we did the same thing last year because of the tax collections, to borrow $1 million for the month of July. It sounds like a crazy thing, and I know that always makes me nervous when I say it out loud. It's because the way the tax collections are for real estate, because we won't get our tax collections until February. People start get their bills in January. They start paying them in February, so we don't have that money yet. Because January has a three-pay month, or it has three pays in the month, we have to have the money up front to make that payment. We have enough money to pay it in the bank. It's not the cash flow, but it's in other funds and we can't use other funds. We have to end the month with the balance in the black instead of running in the red or in the negative. So this will just give us that, and then it's repaid by the end of the year.
Very good. Can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I needed to start with Mrs. Bennett. I'm sorry.
Is that okay?
Mrs. Webble? Webble,
yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On item 10, superintendent's recommendations. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve A, approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, or termination, items 1, 2, 3, and 4?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to letter B. Can I get a motion to approve the reduction in force of maintenance 2 position due to the financial condition of the district effective January 1, 2021?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
We're just thankful for substitutes. Very challenging right now. So appreciate both of these people.
Very good. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. All right. And can I get a motion to approve letters E through M?
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. On the letter N, can I have a motion to approve letter N?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, this MOU is just in relation, we're currently using a hybrid schedule at primary and NES where our K through 4 students are coming in for half days. So this added a bus route. Much like every other person in the district, it added work for some of our employees. So we worked with our bus drivers on this, and the MOU is in relation to that. So we're thankful to them, and thankful that we're able to do it. We're finding some good success with this way, being able to bring our kids in every single day. So.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
We're out of order.
All right.
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Can I get a motion to approve letters O and P?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Under item Q, can I get a motion to approve item Q?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstaining. Under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters R and S?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Hagenbush, you'd like to discuss the school bus?
We have currently in our budget for our permanent improvement to purchase 2 buses next year, but ODE has come up with, I don't want to call it a grant, but additional money that they'll pay. We can get up to almost $40,000 to pay for the bus if we purchase it prior to June 30th. So from the budget, we've moved the bus purchase from next year to this year, but then next year it would only go back to purchasing one bus. So between the 2 years, we'll still have the same number of buses.
And save $40,000.
And save $40,000, yes.
Yes. Good, by moving it.
Yeah.
That is great.
That's half of a bus, yes.
Half a bus. Great, we appreciate you doing that. So, call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. And then letter T, can I get a motion to approve the urgent necessity to repair the roof at Norton Elementary School?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I can talk about it a little bit.
If you want to.
So we've had a leak in poor Mrs. Kaser and Mrs. Richards' room. We've done everything humanly possible to find out this irritating leak. So we had the roof scanned and we found out that we have some wet concrete up in the roof. So the urgency is we want to take a good look at that right now to see if it has to be fixed. Obviously, safety is of the utmost importance. So we're rearranging some things for the remaining 3 days in those classrooms. Talked to Mr. Sackett today. And they're going to come in immediately and take a look and see if there's any structural issues to deal with. But most importantly, can they fix it right away in the middle of winter? So we need to get this taken care of right away. So
very good.
We've worked pretty hard at one leak. It has been, Brady, am I right? Been a pretty annoying leak.
Yeah, you know, 3 months or so, I'd say. You know, and it is. It leaks down, you know, where kids sit. It leaks into, you know, where books and, you know, curriculum materials are. It's, you know, creates a wet floor. And it's, we've been all through that roof trying to find it. And thanks to Mr. Addison, maintenance team, they've looked at every pipe, replaced pipes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, after 10 straight days of hot, dry weather, it's still rain, you know, it creates a problem, you know, the concern. Wow. You know, there's lots of concerns that come with that, but so we're happy to get help with that.
Great. All right. Can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. And then on to item 11, superintendent report.
I just want to wish our kids a good break. You know, we talk about the toughness of the times, and our kids have persevered as well with all of our teachers. You know, we have 4 extracurricular activities that are going on right now, and our coaches are working so tremendously hard to keep our kids mentally sharp and keep them engaged, which we all know is really important. They're fighting like crazy, you know, to keep things going, so I appreciate them. And I want to welcome Mrs. Stats to the board. Good to have you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to be here.
Great. All right. Mrs. Ben, do you have anything to add at the end of the meeting?
I do. Congratulations, Elisa. Welcome to the board. Looking forward to working with you.
Same here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations to the students of the month. And I just want to thank, you know, all of our administrators and our teachers. And you, Mr. Addis, for all of the hard work that you have been doing. It's been such tough, difficult times for everybody. And I know that I'm sure you feel the weight on your shoulders every day of trying to get through the COVID numbers, the online learning, the in-person learning. So I hope that you all can have a nice, relaxing break and just let go for a little bit.
Thank you.
And have some, and enjoy the time off.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that you have done.
She took the words right out of my mouth, almost like she saw what I wrote down. So congratulations to Students of the Month. Welcome to the board. Lisa, I look forward to working with you, and hopefully you enjoy it. Students, parents, teachers, and admin. I mean, I've said it the past however many board meetings that we've been in person with 2 students in the district at 2 different buildings. It's been an absolute awesome experience, you know, for the times that we're in. The teachers are great. Administrators are great. And I've heard it from parents, I've heard it from community people with kids in the past, is we have a absolute phenomenal administration team that leads an absolutely phenomenal group of teachers, and it makes me proud. And then I wish we could get the news here because Mr. Dobbins is our families at the middle school have stepped up to the plate in the middle of a pandemic with monetary funds and canned foods. And Mr. Dobbins is sleeping out on the roof tomorrow. Hopefully we don't have a leak up there.
Maybe you could check the roof out while you're up there.
Yeah. I can tell you that I coach kids in the middle school and they are having their parents drive them up here to check in. So we need some times that we're gonna be here and that way they can wave to you. And I'm not gonna tell you what they said they would like to do, but no, I'm kidding. So I think that's awesome. And again, I mean, it's a good cause, proud of the parents and the kids. And I think Mr. Shaner's gonna let Mr. Dobbins outdo him right now. I think he's good with it.
He's okay with it.
Mr. Shaner will run and race kids and give them some free finals.
Yeah.
He is not going on the road for the middle of winter.
I don't even want to walk to my car and meeting's over, right? I'm not sleeping on
so
time. I'm good.
That's all I have. Enjoy your time.
Are you crazy?
I know. It was warm when I agreed to that.
It was warm when I agreed.
Enjoy your guys' time, yeah. And to our teachers as well. Enjoy the time and look forward to coming back. Mm-hmm. But take your time.
Take care. Yeah.
Yeah, so what's left to say here? Congratulations, Students of the Month. Congratulations on your new appointment. I hope there are going to be times where you're going to think, what have I done? But we'll get you through it. We will get you through it. Thank you to the staff and everyone that's worked so hard. I mean, it is just amazing. I look at all the other schools and they're like dropping like flies and we're just going on. We're just, going down a good path. So I'm happy about that. Now being the grandparent of homeschool children, let me tell you, grandparents and parents, I give them so much credit. This has been the longest 3 days of my life. I'm telling you, crazy. But, and thank you for doing this for Norton Aid. You know, I'm on the other end of it. You know, we're going to be picking up those thousands of cans and distributing them and taking the money and getting, people gift cards so they can get meals. So we really appreciate it. Thank you for doing that. We couldn't do what we're doing if you didn't sleep on the roof. So where will you sleep?
I just have a question. So what is the time period exactly?
Well, There's a basketball game tomorrow night that I would like to attend, so I'll probably be closer to 8 o'clock the next morning.
Wow, that's a long time.
Are you bringing a heater?
I'm bringing a tent.
That's not enough.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, sleeping bags, gold blankets. We'll try it out and see.
Propane.
He'll let you know Wednesday, won't he?
Propane.
People said they're going to check on me throughout the night, so they're lying.
We don't need mid-year interviews for a new head principal.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're setting yourself up to repeat this next year.
Yeah. I know. That's been the question: is how are you gonna top this next year?
In the spring. Yeah. That's how you top it.
Yeah.
Get the cans now. I'll do it in spring.
Do it in September when it's hot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The singing bush.
Oh, I would say same thing. Congratulations to the Students of the Month, and congratulations, Mrs. Statz. We'll be nice to work with you. And I didn't say anything about Pat, but I've worked with Pat since, 1996, I think I started here, and what an incredible person to work with. And I think one thing for him that says a lot about him and his character is you have a new person that comes in. He was such a dynamic person in the band and big shoes to fill and all of that. And we hire a new person and he truly took Tom under his wing and did stuff with him. And I don't feel that you see that very often, that transition is truly there and it's truly cared for, to the fact that he performed Tom's wedding ceremony when he got married. I mean, just, to me, that says a lot about him it gives Tom a lot of credit too, not to take anything from him, but to see something like that and let Tom make it Tom's, but for him to still support it, I think just says a lot about a person, because I don't think that's an easy thing to do, to stand back and watch something that you've done and somebody else come in and change it a little bit and still support him. So we'll miss him. He's been a great guy to work with. And Merry Christmas. You did not say that.
I know. I got off track.
There you go. Great. We'll end up with, you know, echo a couple things. Congratulations to the Students of the Month. Mrs. Statz, welcome aboard. Looking forward to it. Mr. Statz, welcome aboard also. you're kind of married to us now too, so.
Figuratively speaking.
Yeah, so. I just want to say the administrative staff that's here, you know, we all hear great things. I mean, you guys are doing a fantastic job. One of the biggest things I hear through the whole, you know, this whole COVID thing is our communication's great. You know, Mr. Addis, your communication going home is great. People talk about over-communication. No such thing right now. There really isn't. They can read it. They can't read it if they want to. But I hear it from every building. The communication is there. The kids know what to do. They know what to do when they get in the building, where how to leave the building. You know, and it's become routine and normal to the point where we have 8 total cases in our district. That's fantastic. I mean, that is fantastic. And it's a testament to the teachers, the administration, the students, and the families both, just like Mr. Yule said. It's everybody all the way down through. Otherwise, you know, we've seen this thing in the community or in the world just kind of run rampant. And for us to have 8 total cases in 2,800, 2,900 people in the buildings, that's fantastic. So take the break, relax, hopefully enjoy your families, and we'll be back even stronger in January. So thank you all. So Mrs. Statz, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Sure. I want to first thank all of you. I know I have big shoes to fill with Mr. Santelli leaving, but I'm looking forward to being a part of the team and seeing Norton City Schools continue to thrive and, you know, put out excellence.
Great.
And I look forward to serving with all of you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Nope. All right. Meeting's adjourned. Go Browns.
Do you want to vote?
Call the roll.
Go vote. We got to vote. I'm sorry. Call the roll, please. Call the roll.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
There you go. Technicalities.
Yeah, it's a mere technicality.